No, it's an ongoing problem, as you said. It was a problem we had pre-COVID, and COVID now is exacerbating that again. And we're in now what they call the winter season. But there's a number of issues here at the hospital as regards overcrowding. There's obviously the capacity of the hospital to deal with the amount of people who's arriving at the emergency department. There's the staffing levels at the department itself and the pressures that they are under, not just for a couple of days or a week, but this has been ongoing for a number of years now. And in recent discussions, and indeed the historic discussions we've been having with the management at the hospital around staffing and the model of care that we're using up at the hospital, is there anything that can be changed? We do need to get extra staff, the difficulty in getting extra staff. We've been told in recent days that extra staff are being sourced, and they hope to have more nurses in the coming weeks. And that's very much welcome. But unfortunately, it's not preventing the overcrowding that we're experiencing. People waiting on trolleys, people waiting 10, 11, 12 hours to be seen in the actual emergency. And that's something I think we have to look at in the round and look at why are people in the numbers attending emergency departments.
Now, yesterday, the CEO of the Saelta Hospital Group, Tony Canavan, spoke on the 9 till noon show, and he says that they'll be monitoring the situation closely as it relates to Letterkenny University Hospital. Like, do Saelta not need to really step in here and do more from your point of view?
I think they do, and we've been making this case with Saelta management and indeed Tony Canavan, and Tony, in fairness to him, is very hands-on, is very aware of what the problems are at the emergency department and indeed throughout the hospital and the services that we provide and which are under extreme pressure now. But look, it's about resourcing. My colleague, Deputy Pat McLaughlin, has continually raised the idea that the hospital is underfunded, it's under-resourced compared to the number of patients that we have and that we deal with to other hospitals across the state. We are sorely underfunded. So this is something that not just the hospital management, but Saelta, as you say, but also the government and the Minister of Health. And in recent weeks, I have called on the Minister of Health, Mr. Donnelly, to come to Letterkenny University Hospital himself and to see it firsthand, the problems that the management staff are experiencing there, and to listen to the health advocacy groups across the county who are also representing patients who are being delayed care, their operations being postponed, their testing and scans being put back. And then we have the accident and emergency departments with almost on a regular basis ambulances detained and hooked up at the emergency department. So look, there's wide-ranging problems here, and it needs an overview. It needs someone to come in and look at it and see what is the problem and how can we solve it, because before long someone is going to die, and that's how bad this situation is. And the people I feel for are the staff who are there 24/7, 7 days a week and every month of the year, and they cannot continue under this pressure. And I would urge the minister to come up, see for himself, and get a team to look at what is going on at Letterkenny University Hospital. How can we help and support the management and staff in that hospital to provide a safe and caring health service?